Hello, this is Ron.
Yes, this is Tarnisha giving you a call back from customer support. Did you request a call back from us?
Yes, I got a charge on my bank account from you guys, and I don't think I've ordered anything from you guys. Could you help me out with that?
Sure. Well, we are a third-party call center, so we do stand in for multiple online merchants. I will have to see if we have an account for you, and that will also locate the merchant. May I have your zip code, please?
92630.
Okay, that was 93630 in that first and last name.
No, 92630. 92630.
Okay. All right. And that first and last name?
Ronald Adkisson, A-D-K-I-S-S-O-N.
Thank you for that. Okay, I think I found an account for you for security purposes. Can I get you to verify the shipping address on file for me, please?
The what?
Shipping address.
26036 Ronald Court, Lake Forest, California.
Thank you for that, and give me one moment, just waiting for everything to load up here.
Mm-hmm.
So I have that account pulled up. It looks like this stemmed from an order that was placed back on the 23rd of September. During that time, you have paid $574, looks like, for an entry into a drawing for a cooler. During that time, that drawing was on a 3-day trial period, so if you wanted to back out of that drawing, you could. It looks like it did roll over and continue on. The last charge was on the 17th in the amount of $67.32.
They told, the text said, I want a free cooler. So I gave them the information. They didn't say I had to pay anything for this. This is, it was not a drawing. They said because I was a good customer at Dick's Sporting Goods, I had won a free cooler.
Okay, so when they redirected you to their merch page, did you view over their terms and conditions to make sure that there wasn't anything else attached to that offer?
When you can't review all the terms and conditions. It's a book they sent you. No, I didn't read a 100-page book that they sent, the terms and conditions. Nobody's going to do that. Is that the trick we're playing here?
They do have terms on their website explaining their offers. Okay. So what I can do is I can go ahead and get the account canceled for you on today. That'll put a stop to anything else coming out from this merchant.
And you're not going to take the $67, right?
Let's see. Now, I do see that most recent charge was from the 17th. Now, I can do a courtesy refund of 50% off of that one.
No, I want the whole thing. I'm going to cancel my card. I want the whole thing. I don't want. Are you kidding me? Don't do this. Just don't even play this game with me. You're not going to get the money. So you might as well cancel the whole thing right now. This is the biggest scam I have ever heard in my life. Because you said, send me a message saying I want a free cooler, and now you're trying to take, $67 from me? I don't think so. Hello?
I'm still here.
Okay, so are we going to cancel that fee? Or am I going to cancel my card?
If you'll give me one moment.
Okay. Remember the free cooler I signed up for because Dick's Sporting Goods said I was a good customer? They're trying to charge me $67 now for that.
For what?
The free cooler, remember?
Free cooler?
I signed up for a free cooler that they sent me a message saying I want a free cooler. And now they're saying, no, $67. No, Ivana knows. She can explain.
All right, so I went ahead and got that refunded for you. That'll be $67.32 going back into the account. I'll allow it 2 to 3 business days to show back up. And I also have a confirmation number for you as well if you would like to write that down.
Okay. Okay, I'm ready.
It's going to be C as in Charlie, 2626474 38.
Okay, and what was your name?
My name is Tarnisha.
Okay. All right.
All righty. You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.